It's got nothing to do with Madragas. Yeah. I ended off yesterday saying these are high Madragas and you have to walk towards them. So he's gonna show me that I'm wrong. Gam im einenu be Madragas Rebbe Akiva. Anybody here on Rebbe Akiva's Madraga? Good. But for those few of us that was not in Rebbe Akiva's Madraga, Leinu Nadar Shekabolus Yisurim Ba'ava Einu Inyan Shel Madragas or Asogas Gevoyes. Because we can ponder ourselves and just say that's very nice, Rebbe Akiva, you know, the great giants, you know, the Asura Ram Malchus, you know, the great, the Rebbe Shmuels of the world, Baseba, and in this generation, you know, the Rebzushas, etc. Fine, that's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with great Madragas or high attainments. Madrega Gevush Mashmusa Kashe Omedes Bifne Adam Chabreira. What does it mean, Madragas? Madragas means when you have in front of you a choice. He can choose to do something or not to do it. That's Madragas. The person has in front of him two paths and he chooses this path over that path, that path over that path. You don't choose Yisurim. You get given them. One of the first four minimum of the year. You've missed a little bit while you were away. Fill in the gaps. The father will fill in the gaps for you. As we explained, we don't choose the Yisurim. Madragas is you have a choice. I mean, are you going to get out of bed this morning and go to the early minion or the late minion? Everything about Madragas. You have a choice to get up, don't you get up. You concentrate in Davin, you don't concentrate, it's Madragas. But yeah, there's nothing to do with Madragas because you don't get to choose. This lands on your table whether you want it or not. As it says in the Mishnah of Avos, Al Kochach Atachai. You're forced to live, you don't have a choice. You came into this world against your will, and you're going to leave against your will, and the Yisurim are against your will. Kashen Igzorim Ala Adam Yisurim, V'ani Yoichel Lechamakniyem. When a person has a gzera, there should be Yisurim in his world, Rahman al-Litzlan. You can't run away from them. If you could, they wouldn't be Yisurim. Gamim lo maskim lekablam hemigiu. You don't want them. I don't agree. Hashem, I'm sorry. Just one second. I'm not prepared to accept this. I don't want this. Yeah. Amnam b'shah shemegim ha-Yisurim ein lecha eitza praktit. There's only one thing you can do when Yisurim comes on you. The only practical Eitzah is to take the Ashkofas HaTorah that provides you, if you follow the Ashkofas HaTorah, provides you with Yeshiva Das and Menuchas HaNefesh. So when the Yisurim comes, you'll have Yeshiva Das and Menuchas HaNefesh because you'll understand the Torah's Ashkofas about what Yisurim are. You don't even have the choice. The only way to get to any Yeshuv HaDas or Menuchas HaNefesh with Yisurim is to go deeper and deeper and meditate and understand until you come to a clear Korah that the Yisurim are good for you. They're a wonderful gift. They lift us up. They enable us to express our love for Hashem and to feel Hashem's love for us. And the entire relationship is enhanced by the Yisurim. One has to find in the Yisurim preciousness.
Understand that it's very good, but you have also your feelings, that means you have to integrate.
Everything in the world's like that. There are many things we know, there are many truths that we understand and know that have not been heshiv elavavcha, that have not been internalized, and therefore we don't function according to them. That's the work. Internalizing what we know and living according to it, that's the avoider. What other avoider is there? Is there anything else left? That's the avoid. That's why he said, Laham ukulis boinan velachshof. If you think you're going to love this once, and now you got it, that's it. I got it, Yisurim comes, ah, you smart. Beautiful, wow, thank you Hashem. It's a love that coming. To practice and practice and practice. Until it gets internalized. And just when you've got one level worked out and sorted out and whatever, then the next, then you get promoted. Two days, maybe, 3 days for sure, that's it. Your whole life, you have to set aside time every day. People call that Musa Seder. Well, I don't know what Musa Seder looks like today, isn't what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had in mind. What he had in mind, we don't see today. But you have to set aside time to meditate and think about these things. And think about all these surim you had, the little ones, the big ones, it's from Abbas Hashem. In the beginning of the surim they come, a person's bleeding, he's broken. Even if in the beginning you can't be makabel them ba'ava, but intellectually at least know. And then slowly to internalize it, but not to break, not to fall, not to get depressed, chas v'chalila. Or ignorant. Ignorance, he doesn't understand the truth. I can't remember, I think it's David Orlovsky once told this story, met a woman, and this woman said, she was the wife of a koilo, she feels like a chef's big hand and he's pushing and pushing and pushing her, and when she falls, he laughs. You know, a dysfunctional father, what art in heaven, you know? That's your impression of Hashem. So he told her you're not looking at it correctly. How did your children learn to walk? When you think your children are ready to walk, even though I don't think they are, you stand them up and you hold their hand and then you walk a little bit with them, right? Then eventually you let go and you say, okay, walk. And the kid's thinking like, what do they want from me? I can't do this. But if they trust me, then I'll trust. He takes one step, two steps, and he falls. Everybody goes, yay! And the kid's thinking, these people are sick. Eh? I just fell. These are Orlovsky's jokes. I'm not a joke. The kid just took two steps and fell, and everyone's clapping because he fell. You're not laughing because you fell. We're laughing because you took two steps. That's what you, when he said to this woman, Yashem laugh, he's not laughing because you fell, he's laughing because you took two steps. But, okay, she's confused, but the word is when we have Yisur, we know that they're good for us. We know they're good for us. Have you ever done something to somebody you love that they perceived as being negative? But you knew. No, I'm not finished. Yeah, the answer to that question is yes. No, but you knew you were doing it for their good. You did something for somebody that they thought was negative. They were angry at you because you were doing something bad for them. And you knew it was the best thing for them. Call children. Yeah, children. Booster. I don't have to go out of my house to do it. I just have to open my mouth for my kids to think I'm a Rosh and I'm doing it for their good. Whatever, yeah. The kid needs physiotherapy, the kid needs booster shots, the kid needs a good clap. The kid needs to be told you can't go out till you clean your room. Why are you doing that? Because you want his room cleaned. I don't care if he lives in a mess. Why does it bother me that he can't see the floor in his room? It doesn't bother me. He needs to learn how to clean his room because you have to be a mensch. So it's for his good. I don't care if the room's a mess. If you understand that, you'll start slowly understanding Hashem.
Very often it's later that we see it, that was for the good.
That's another beautiful example of how you can use that to mechazak this understanding of Yisurim. When you look back, you realize, oh, that which I was so upset about and kicking the screen, it actually was good for me. So when the next one comes around, you say, okay, maybe this is also good for me. If the other one was good for me, maybe it's an achinami. You have to, that's the musa, that's the avoider, that's the meditation that we're talking about. You have to work on all these tools. If you sit down and think about it, we'll share some ideas of how you do this. Yeah. Okay. Reishis alev lasiach das mina machshavas madur velama. By the way, Avraham Avinu had a hard time doing this as well. Avraham Avinu came to be maspid his wife. It's a normal thing to do. A man says a hespit for his wife. It says Avraham came to maspid Sarah and he was never maspid. Wasn't maspid. What happened? Because the Alt of Slobodka thing says that he was scared that if he would start being maspid her, he would start having hihurim against Hashem. So he hihurim against Hashem. Look at all the promises Hashem made Avraham Avinu. And now he hasn't even got Dalet Amos to bury his wife. He had to spend an untold fortune to buy the grave and then she had to die. And Yitzchak, just as Yitzchak went through the Akedah, my wife dies. And he could have started having hihurim. And he was scared. So he didn't say a hespit. It means even Avraham Avinu understood the danger of being ma'ara against Hashem and thinking that what Hashem's doing is not good for me. Why? Lama say kept quiet, safer. First thing you have to do is get rid of the question of Madua Velama. Alav lachzor velashanen ki ein oed milvada. Vechenema elimuna ve'ein oval tzadik ve'yoshuhu. Hashem is a faithful, the word imuna means faithful. Kel imuna, what does it mean? Kel imuna. That Hashem is faithful. Kel imuna means he's a faithful God. There's no injustice by it. Tzadik v'yoshu. That's the first thing you have to get into your kishkas. You have to learn it. You have to work it. Zu eitzes hayetzel lahapiles ha'adal machshavus shel trunia keneged bo roilo. It's the eitz of the yetzer, to get a person to start thinking and having complaints against Hashem. Rak la'akesh ha'nefesh nachem misaros ruchay. Once the neshama's calmed down from the wild disturbances, yoicholon is boinen at slowly, slowly a person can think. When a galut yosef yosad kame yisurim elu hayu letovose, and slowly, slowly he can see how they are for the good. He looks back and he suddenly starts realizing how they are for the good. Zuisan hagosam shel Avraham Avinu v'Moshe Rabbeinu kuvishema b'balatifer shleime b'pashas kai sarah l'posuk. Oh, here it is right here. We saw this earlier as well, no? We saw this earlier, this business. He's bringing it now. Vayikach Avram el pnei meisei. The move of Brit Jabba v'lamet sh'arei malach hamavis matris kenegdo. The Pasuk says that Avram Avinu got up from the face of his dead person, of Sarah. The Midrash says he saw the malach hamavis in front of him. Because of Shanema, the Yavramli spoiled Sarah Ulub Khoiso. Oh, that's exactly what I mentioned. This is where I got it from, by the way. So Avram came to say a hesped to cry for Sarah Veloma Shaisa Kane Vaspir. He didn't make a hesped.
He brings us the altar of Slobodka. He mentions it.
He's quoting the Tiferes Shloime. So that must be the Tiferes Shloime. Not the altar. The ultimate, I don't know, I'm telling you, I got this from here. I didn't learn this anywhere else. The safest, I've been through the safest so many times, I'm not sure what I've heard somewhere else or what I've heard here, yeah, it's just going to become part of me. That's why I mentioned it without turning over the page, which means I knew that it had to come now, because here it is. And I don't prepare, so I didn't know what was going to come. So that happens often here, you noticed? I tell you something and then it's like the next page or whatever. Because I don't know anything, I don't know much more other than what I've learned yet. So it's not, no, it's not the altar. The altar is the one on the it's in the chesed one on the Faridia. It says the greatest chesed Avraham Avinu did was he buried Sarah. Okay, that's another sugya. Teaching you how to do chesed. Right. Let's go back to here. So it says Vayakam Avram el pnei meisei. So he didn't give the hesped. Why not? The chain bo bala midrash the tarot shaye rei malach hamavus matches kenegdo. So the malach hamavus. Rotzel oimet kishchil is boinan al misa sora. Hatzadokar ishoina asher boil atzadekas harishin asher boilom. He was coming to be maspid. When you're going to say has hesped, you start thinking about the person you're going to be maspid. So she was the first tzedekas in the world. Asher isa kol b'nei Yisrael v'tikun chava. Ruach ha'kodesh medaberes metach greinish. She was the greatest woman. The Shekhinah spoke out of her. Vata pitom beisalav, suddenly she dies, achrei malas ha'akedish, she's up to the ben tzadik kozeh, she was zeichet to a tzadik like Yitzchok. Well, Lord Toila, Kluma didn't help her, all the schiyot, she had to die. It's called Zaya Yitzhara Machnis Beliva Shalom Ravinu Levo Levao Levaoiver Vyukshe Baina Vyirelo Almaise Lokima Sheosalo. Sort of questioning, what's going on here? The Chen Keshiro Ze Miyad Pirish Velo Spiru. When Abram saw this, he ran away. The Yakam of Pneumaisi Vidabed Dvorim Acherim, when he spoke other things, because he was terrified that he'd start having thoughts of complaints against Hashem.
Sid Baesa. He had a taina of Avraham Avinu. How can such a tzaddik ever die? And he went the other way.
We don't ask lama v'madua. Viskarov told that he was part of a group of whatever boys that were learning together, whatever. Rukhaim told him to stop learning with them. Because he once asked them, asking something about why. Why Hashem did this or whatever. He said, get away from them. They're going to influence you badly. Start asking whys about Hashem. You can only go one way. Don't ask why. In order to get an answer to that question, you would have to know everything Hashem knows. If you could know everything Hashem knows, Hashem can't be that big. If I would know everything that Hashem knows, Hashem really wouldn't be worth that much, would he? Because I don't really know. We're going to make Hashem as big as us. You want someone who's bigger than you that you can transcend and grow into, as opposed to just always being understandable. You want a God you can always understand, he's always going to be just as big as you. What do you need him for? Better ways to invest your money than in a God who's as big as you. Had it not been for the Midrash, we would never have the chutzpah to say Shagam Avraham Avinu Hayitzarich Lasir Das Min HaMachshavos Shel Madua V'Lama. Who are we to say that Avraham Avinu had to, you know, had to run away from saying Madua V'Lama? But we see Hayitzar Imanches Kenegdo Imefasei Lahare Achamidosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yitzhara comes, the bigger the person, the bigger the Yitzhara. And he came to Avraham Avinu to start having tainas against Hashem. He went to go and organize the cave and keep himself busy to stop thinking lama v'madua. Saying a hesped right now is too dangerous. The smallest bits of Hashem run away. Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face from Hashem because he was too scared to look at Hashem. Rotzal Loima, this is Tiferes Shleima. Rotzal Loima, Dina Ze Klal Godol B'Mailas HaTzadikim HaMashalchin Lifnei Elokim B'Tomim. This is the enormous darga, the level that the tzadikim that walk in the ways of Hashem B'Tomimas have. Afim chalila bo alayim midas adin la'ezi yochid or rabim chas v'chalila. Even if chalila there comes upon a yochid or a rabim midas adin, lo yitnu libam lehizboinam v'mahusa tzora ahi rachmanu l'tzlar. They don't allow themselves to analyze and think about the essence of what the Yisurim is about. V'lo yipo levovam lahakshris madu asa Hashem kakol le'aretz lezois. Why is Hashem doing this to these people or those people? Because their hearts are straight and they trust in Hashem. If Hashem's doing this, it must be for the good, because it's not, there can't be any other reason why Hashem does anything. From Hashem can't come bad. It's all for my good, even though I don't understand it, I might leave this world not having understood it. But we have to know that it's for our good. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, he saw the golus, he saw the fires that Klal Yisrael were going to go through, Kolorotzilis boinan mazel va mazel. He turned his head away. He didn't want to start us question. But why and why? Why did so many Jews have to die here? And the Inquisitions and the Auschwitzes and the Tachvatats and all the Golanses and the pogroms? Why? Ach, v'yastepanov, he hit his face. Yerem ha'abit, too scared to look. V'listakel el b'chinas elokim v'adinim. He was scared he would start having the same as Avraham Avinu, would start having Urim against Hashem. Wow, he hid himself away. He brought the story out with Eliyahu Hanavi. Yeshua ben Levi wanted to go with Eliyahu Hanavi on his round. We learned it here, no? We learned it here. And he said to him, "You don't want to come with me." Yeshua ben Levi. Then he said, "Yeshua ben Levi." He said, "No, you don't." He said, "You come with me, you're in trouble. Don't come with me." He said, "Well, I want to see, I want to understand." So we took him. First, he was an old couple, Yerusham, beautiful, Eved Hashem. All they had was one cow, and the cow used to get a bit of milk and sell the milk, and with that, they survived, whatever. And they spent Shabbos with these people, and these people shared their last drop of food with them. They had nothing, they were poverty stricken. And they shared everything with them. It was so beautiful and such wonderful people. And after Shabbos, Eliyahu never went outside and he tapped the cow and the cow died. And the Shulman Levi went nuts. "What are you doing?" Anyway, he took him, the Gemara went, goes on, he took him on all his rounds, he shoved his eventually couldn't. He was dying out of his mind. Then Eliyahu even explained to him all the different things. There's a gzair on him that he should die, so he killed the cow instead of him. What we think is good is not good, what things bad is not bad. You have to know, we don't understand. V'advarim avilim al ha'ra'in. Afilo Moshe Rabbeinu master is ponov. You want to understand how careful you have to be on this sugya? Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to discuss it. Once, I remember in South Africa, Moshe Sternbuch was on the radio. Don't tell anybody up in Yerushalayim, but Moshe was on the radio, they were interviewing whatever, they had a Jewish thing there, whatever, a radio program. They interviewed Moshe, they interviewed Moshe Sternbuch. You never know what he's going to say. But he has a perfect command of the English language. So they asked him about the Holocaust and whatever, and he took the step. He said, "If you believe in Olam Haba, there's no questions, and if you don't, there's no answers. So can we move on?" Yeah. He's not asking questions. You're going to try and understand what happened in the Holocaust. Where we don't understand. It was good for us. But it was good for us. It couldn't be anything other than good for us. Good for them. Well, Victor Miller has a mahalach on how he understands it. He goes to understanding why and where and how for whatever. Big machlekas in Rabbi Migdal Miller's circles, his chaverim, whether you could say what he said, not Big machlekas, him and Rav Utner about whether you could say what he said, whatever. He said it and he wrote a book and said, "Well, we don't go maharing after Hashem." There's a choshev yid Rav Sina Adler, Shishtag Bezunzai. The Talmud Chochem, he was in Auschwitz. His son lives in Tifra. So he was once at one of these Holocaust memorials here in Eretz Yisrael or whatever, and of course there are a lot of people that are not still from or whatever. So someone came up to him to ask him, "I don't understand, how can you still be from? After what you went through, what you saw, how do you still believe in Hashem?" He said, "Tell me something, when you walk into a room and there's a healthy person and a sick person, who do you have kashas on, the sick person or the healthy person? You're not going to the healthy person say, 'Why are you healthy?' You're going to the sick person say, 'Why are you sick?' He says, 'Why are you asking me? I still believe in God.' Go ask the people that don't believe in God. Why? They don't believe in God because they're the sick ones. I'm healthy. I grew up knowing that everything Hashem does is for the best. We don't ask questions. We don't understand. It's too big for us to understand. And therefore, whatever happened, whatever I understand, however painful it was, my whole family got wiped out, whatever. He wasn't immune from the suffering. It was a pain. I'm not saying, no, but I understand ultimately it's for the good. I don't have any questions. So I stayed healthy. People who saw that and started having questions or whatever, they sick, ask them why they lost their health. Different histaklut on how to look at suffering. We think suffering is an aberration, it's a bad, it's out of the natural norm of things. No. It's a matana, it's a kosh bo who feels you worthy to have this. He gives it to you. Why? We don't know what's waiting, we don't understand anything. This is an infinite world and all we see is life through a keyhole. And when you look at life through a keyhole, all you see is the... You see a knife cutting up a person when you look through the keyhole. You don't see a surgeon standing there and saving the guy's life. You know the keyhole story. Mm-hmm. from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu himself felt that he was scared that he would come be Mahara after Hashem's Midosov. Malov Muvan Shizu Tzrichi Liyos Hanoga Kol Yudhi B'Shah Sheachman Islam Mikrachis Alav Tzorah. Whenever Tzorah comes on a person's head, he should hide his face. If Moshe Rabbeinu had to, if Amrav Avinu had to, Allah has come of a kama, we have to. First thing is just doima. Just keep quiet. Aaron HaKoyen, he just kept quiet. Afterwards, you can try and work it out. Reishis Alav L'Salek U'L'Garish is Kol HaMachshavah Shel Lama V'Duah. First, get rid of all the Lama V'Maduahs. Hayetzem Al B'Sheilas Eile B'Kol Mine Cheshboinus Shemayim Shel Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Yetzer dresses up all these questions in Cheshbon HaNefesh and on Avodas Hashem and on growth. Ach ala Adam L'Dat Shel Lo HaMhogah. That's not our way. Reishis Alav L'Siach Das. First of all, Hesech HaDas. But afterwards, after you calm down and the betochen kicks in, you start understanding, then you can look and see what Hashem is trying to tell you. Then you can mashmas v'maisav, you can do cheshbon ha-nefesh, but not right in the beginning, because it's kulu yetzahara. And if you need a Rebbe, there's Avram, there's Moshe. Avram got up and ran away. Moshe Rabbeinu turned his head. Vezeh anhogah. As Hashem, we'll finish this tomorrow, and then we'll start. We'll skip the last chapter. We'll see. No, we can't skip the last chapter.
Last chapter.
Last chapter, everything times together. Yeah, but the truth is, the only reason why I put it in here is because there's such a bilbul in that sugya today. That sugya was never known, it was never released, nobody even knew about it. It was part of the hidden tradition that was never megalit to the Hamoin Am. People started publishing and writing about it in such a mabulbul way that you might not be curious if you don't understand the sugya properly. So he felt it necessary to put it into a tzura that at least takes you out of losing your chela fil olam haba because of the sugya. The sugya can wipe out a person. So that's Hashem, we'll go through and understand it properly. Mm-hmm.